At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, by the way, for those people that normally say that the NBA doesn't officially start till Christmas Day, well, whether you started at the start of the season or you started Christmas Day, you are being entertained by a Rockets team that is consistently maintaining a top three position in the Western Conference, is entertaining on a nightly basis, and a team that looked like it was going to be James Harden and a cast of others.
Injured, defenseless playing guys.
And others, okay. Yes, yeah. Amongst others, is really looking like a solid together unit that is much more than just James Harden. However, James Harden now looks like a two-horse race with Russell Westbrook for the MVP, and in a lot of people's current standings, he's the favorite. Now Westbrook taking second fiddle, but that should be a really fun battle to watch. But more importantly than anything else, this team is fun to watch. This team is winning games, and this team is doing things that I don't think anybody thought that they would, me being included, at the start of the year. I definitely thought they were going to be fighting for the lower half of the Western Conference playoff seeds. They look like right now, as I keep referencing that Sonics team from a few years ago, they may get so far in front of everybody else with the Clippers injuries and everybody else, all they can do is keep doing what they're doing, and they're just winning games. James Harden, his third consecutive triple-double, never been done in Rockets history before. And by the way, quietly, on New Year's Eve, that game he put up against the Knicks,
yep.
You can put that game up against the greatest of all time, and I'm not talking just about, you know, in recent history. I'm talking about next to Wilt Chamberlain in terms of the greatest statistical triple-double ever posted. When you're talking about 53, 17, and 16, you're talking about a stratosphere that just like when Westbrook did what he did and had so many in a row and so many in a short period of time, hadn't been done in 24 years, you look at what he did Saturday night, you look at the body of work that he's been putting together, and then you look at three straight triple-doubles, he's doing some things basically unheard of in the NBA, and it's phenomenal to watch.